I'm John Oates, and I'm going to play a song that my mother taught me in the kitchen when I was a little kid. And it goes back to like 1929. So, like I said, I'm heavily involved in oldies.
Thank you so much for stopping by today and sharing those tunes with us. Oh. Daryl Hall is going to be with you tonight.
He's coming? He's going to be here in Aspen?
I think so. That's what
really?
I heard. Yeah.
Holy cow. Well, that's good because I really didn't want to have to sing Rich Girl because I think people would have been disappointed. We have an amazing band, and we've been on tour, as I said, since last May. So the band's well-oiled. We, you know, got a great group of guys. Last time Daryl and I played here was 1988 or 87, and we played at what used to be, well, it's not the Belly Up, it was called the Double Diamond at the time, and it was for Danny Sullivan's 40th birthday party, and that was the last time Daryl's been here, so I've been trying to get him out here for a long time, so this is going to be a lot of fun tonight. We're really looking forward to it. You're going to hear the usual suspects. I think, you know, in a way we have professional responsibility to play the songs that people expect to hear, but we throw in some other songs as well. So, it's going to be a fun night.
What did it take to get him out here this time around?
What did it take to get Daryl Hall out here? I'd rather not say. No, but seriously, that's a joke. I'm all joking aside. No, he was into it. You know, I've been talking about it for a long time, and it was really a matter of scheduling and just a matter of finding the right time. And this year it worked out, and I'm really happy. And we got a beautiful day. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I know. So you teased a little bit about a new upcoming album in 2018, Solo Work.
Yeah.
Tell me more about that.
I'm really excited about this. It's an album called Arkansas. And I began to, you know, over the years, and especially my move to Nashville, what it's done is it's really inspired me and kind of re-energized my feelings for roots music and the stuff that made me want to be a musician as a little kid. And so I started to dig back. And so I started to rediscover and unearth songs that kind of preceded rock and roll. I thought to myself, well, I'm known as a pop songwriter, but I wanted to say, where did popular music in America kind of start?
That was John Oates. He headlines the JAS Labor Day Experience with Daryl Hall tonight at 8 o'clock p.m. at Snowmass Town Park. Look out for Aspen Public Radio's Tiny Couch Concert with Oates this weekend, and be sure to tune into Curated Monday at 3:30 for the full performance and interview right here on Aspen Public Radio.